Winspiration, the way to the essential. On UK Health Radio, Winspiration brings wisdom and information for an extraordinary future. Together, we can shape the world we want to live in. So let's get real and create the idea. Be extraordinary. Welcome to another episode of Winspiration Radio. And we're bringing today interesting information that you can maybe get a different understanding how the world is functioning and what it can bring you in health and energy advantages. My guest today is Christine Hardy, and I was searching in the internet when I just plan to spend some days in South Africa. Is there someone who is familiar with the technique of life alignment? You heard about it and wanted to experience it. So I found her on the internet. I'm at the moment in Cape Town. She is in Durban. And we did some, what do you call it? I couldn't say treatments, really, is what the right way, as you will understand. And she is doing this kind of distant healing, energy healing, for quite a while. And if you go on the website, you will see she is very experienced. And it was an interesting ride so far. So thank you for joining us today and having the time for us, and share a little bit, why is this really working with the frequencies? We didn't meet in person, but somehow you tuned in and could share some things about my energy level and help me to prove it. So welcome, and whatever you like to add, and that we're curious to how can this be possible?
That's a really good question. I think that's what a lot of people asked. And before I was teaching overseas and doing little stints, I never did any online work, but that forced me to do online work. And there didn't seem to be too much resistance, but because they were people that I knew that I had trained, so they trusted me and knew that, at a distance it could work. But for a lot of people, they ask that very question, how can this work at a distance? I would rather be with you physically than have it online. But of course, it's not always practical to be there physically when you are living far away. And also, people are very busy today. So traveling, commuting, taking time out. I live away from where I used to live, in the center hubbub of everything. So now people would have to take more time off work to come and see me and then go away. So it's like, okay, well, how do I explain to you how this works, and it's hard because a lot of people haven't even heard about energy healing, let alone that we live, we are beings of a unified universe and that everything is interconnected. So basically, that's how it works, in as far as we aren't separate from everything else. So there's these fields of energy that we can tap into with the highest self permission from the person that we're working with, to connect with them on a different level over and above just a mental and physical level. And I think a lot of people find this really, really hard to grasp, because it's based on quantum physics, the new science, compared to the old Newtonian way of looking at things. And I think more and more people are getting educated, and they understand that everything is energy and that we can connect to this energy. And the fact that we only use less than 10% of our brain, and there's more to us than just this 10% that we can tune into, like a radio station, that we can tune as frequencies of the body and gather information that can translate from the human energy field into information that we can work with.
Mm-hmm. Just to say, but we use only 10% of our brain. My understanding, because I was in Seattle with the 40 years old then, and with the neuroscientists and checking the brain, and they said, the wording is not totally exact. It's not that 90% are totally not used. It is what we are working.
No, it's just the subconscious.
It's like the muscles. We have all the muscles. but we are not using it in the way we could use it. So the capacity is just 10% of what we're using. And if understanding this, and I try to get a picture for me, how is it possible? And I just today, because mentally I prepared for this interview, talk with someone what we will have here for questions and ideas. We're not really wondering if 8 billion people on the planet have a mobile phone and we have their phone number, and then we can dial and it rings in Shanghai or Sydney or wherever that goes there through there. We don't see it. And we're totally used to it to call people somewhere else. So it is my kind of simple experience. Okay, maybe everybody has a own phone number and Christine knows how to call them. But how do you know my phone number and how do you call me?
When I'm working with you, is that what you translate?
People, how do you find me?
Okay, I'm going to translate that question a little bit so I make sure I understand what you're asking of me. Mm-hmm. Are you asking how do I connect to you in the energy sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Got it. Okay. So I would ask the person who is going to, who I'm going to be working with or representing.
Yeah.
So I'll explain that just now when I talk about representation, is that I would ask you for your handwriting and I would connect with your handwriting, asking permission from your higher self. We used to connect DNA like bits of nail or hair or a photograph, the first print of a photograph in the old days where you had the negative.
Mm-hmm.
But things have shifted and changed so much now that I can even connect with you. Now I've met you and I'm going to get a sense for your energy. I wouldn't necessarily have to connect with your handwriting. I could just think about you as I get to know you more. It's easier. Mm-hmm. And I could just set that intention that I'm working with you and your energy. And just imagine it would be pretty awful just keeping loads of bits of hair and fingernails and things like that. But mm-hmm. So, for example, a small child can't print their name if they were little. So I'm talking about representation now. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're old enough to do a scribble even on a piece of paper, we can work with that scribble. So they don't have to write anything that's intelligent, so to speak, that you can just connect to it. And if someone's in hospital and they are suffering, needing a lot of help, they can't leave the hospital, a family member might stand in as surrogate for them. Mm-hmm. So I could set the intention to work through that person and the intention is to work with their son or their daughter or a husband or wife
mm-hmm.
or any sort of one that they are connected with emotionally. We would be able to pick up that information in the body's energy field and translate those, if you remember, those words that we pick up in a healing balance. Mm-hmm. Are words that are leading us to a story and an area of our life that has been impacted, which helps us have a better idea of how we're going to take that story forward on a more conscious level. So when I was talking about the mind and we don't use it on our way of thinking of things and explaining things to our clients, is that a lot of our patterns and beliefs and that reside in the subconscious. That's our programming, where we respond to things without really thinking. And those are the triggers for most of us that make us go forward in life a little bit robotically without really knowing how do we change a way of behavior that's not serving us or a belief that's not serving us.
Interesting. Yeah, it gets... When you explain it, it's an, I forgot totally. It's just simple. I can think of a friend, I can think of family members or other people, and really I get the picture and I can connect to the feeling we had together. Okay, that is simple in a sense. But now you're talking about belief systems or behaviors and frequencies. So what is... Is there a difference between belief system, where we talk about beliefs and paradigms? It's more kind of, I have a sentence, I believe, and because I would repeat it. It's words, and habits is maybe, okay, or the doing is what comes out of the belief. When you said you can change this wire system, how is it? Is this just simple? I wouldn't say that it's easy or simple, but the simple change of a belief system, or is it enough? And that's the other question. Then also, how you change my frequency to the positive level? How is that possible? So frequency, belief, or is it two things to change or only one? And how do you do that?
Okay, I'm going to just start with our limiting beliefs and the patterns that emerge from those limiting beliefs that hold us back in life from our fullest potential. Or from, you know, let's say, for example, let's use a child, for example, who's always been told they're useless, they're stupid, they'll never amount to anything. They will grow up with that belief that they will not amount to anything, so they don't even try. So I'll give you an example for me. I was pulled off the stage as a young girl, about 12 or 13, because I was singing out of tune, and I was told to get off the stage in front of everyone. I was so embarrassed. I thought, I'm going to die. In fact, I knew it wasn't me out of tune. It was the person behind me, but they pulled me off, and I said, no, it's not me. It's this one behind me. But they said, no, it's you, off. Mm-hmm. And since that day, I have told myself I cannot sing, and I won't sing unless I'm in a real party mood. and then it's probably terrible, but I've told myself I cannot sing. So we grow up with these beliefs that limit us. They limit us from being greater than what we can. So how do we change a belief like that? And you don't do it from just saying every day, I can sing, because there's no ways I'm going to be able to just sing it. But I change that belief, and I visualize myself singing and whatever, you know, it's not going to happen. But if I take part responsibility for actioning something that I'm really wanting to do, mm-hmm. and then go for singing lessons, then I will be able to sing. You know, yeah, I believe that anyone
interesting.
Knows anything that they didn't. Sorry?
It is an interesting they believe you, to, because the story started, I was pulled, and I knew it was not me, it was a person behind me. So
blame.
I don't know, it was blame, or somehow you believe the moment I can sing, but the other person can't sing. And then you choose somehow I can't sing. Is it really about singing then, or is it okay if other people say it, I believe it, or whatever, just to understand?
I think, you know, the people who bring us up, they educate us as a child, play a big part in you know, whether they're nurturing us or not. And of course, if you're a very sensitive person and you don't, if you didn't have much encouragement from your parents, mm-hmm. It's going to be really, really hard for you to suddenly be a confident person.
Yeah.
And so you're always going to put yourself down in some way or other, you know? And self-confidence doesn't come, if I'm going off the topic of your question, but it seems to be flowing in this way that, you know, a lot of people that come to me do suffer from self-confidence. And that just is a really big problem in not just their working life, but their personal life as well. You know, when you become oversensitive and lacking of confidence, it's really such a shame. So what do you do with that? You can't just change a belief overnight. Sure, but in Life and I'm, what we do is take people through a process which includes a visualization. It's really changing things, not so much from a mental level, but from a deep cellular level. And the body and the mind aren't separate. They work together. But there has to be coherence between the body and the mind. So how do you get that coherence? You don't get it so easily by yourself, but you can get it when you're facilitated on a journey. The body actually doesn't know any difference from what you're imagining to what is real. So when you are in a put into a kind of a meditative state, that is one of the ways where you're more open to receiving those changes. Were you sleeping on one of my healings where I asked you to tune in or something, and I said, were you tuning in? You said, no, I was actually sleeping. And I said, well, that's good, because when you're sleeping, actually, that is really just the great way for the energy to start working. Because remember, this is energetic work. So that's why you don't have to be physically there. You don't even have to tune in that moment. You can carry on exactly how you want during the day. You don't have to stop what you're doing and say, all right, Christine or a life alignment practitioner is now doing a healing on me. I have to stop what I'm doing. It's not like that at all. So we work with your handwriting. It goes underneath a body chart. We ask permission from your higher self, going along with an intention of what you want for the session. And your higher self leads us to where we're needing to go for the importance of that particular session. It might not be, for example, what you're wanting to work with, because your higher self has got another agenda that you need to clear a blockage first, or you need to work with something first in order to get there. So that's why things don't always happen just in one session. Although amazing things can happen in one session, it's a journey, and things are shifting and changing all the time. So I think that, you know, when you're working with these beliefs and things like that, it depends on the age of the person as well, because the longer you leave these to fester and build up, if you don't do anything to take responsibility for changing that, my goodness, you've got such a burden, and you live a life of misery instead of one of joy and really getting to know thyself and working on your self-development takes responsibility. But it's work that you have to do, but it's easier when you're facilitated with it energetically, and also bringing whatever that bubbles up from the subconscious to the conscious mind, so that it can help the person you're working with to take part responsibility for their journey.
Mm-hmm.
Really? It's about wanting personal growth and wanting to make yourself the best that you can be. Even illnesses and dealing with pain causes a lot of stress in the body. The body can't heal with stress. Mm-hmm. The body needs to be facilitated to heal when it's under less stress, because the body's wisdom knows how to heal. So a healer isn't actually doing the healing. It's the body that's doing the healing. We're just facilitating the process for the body to be in the right state for healing.
Did you say
that? That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that makes total sense. And I will come to other questions in this content also. But just the wording, the body is doing the healing. Would you really say this, or is this the mind who allows the body to do the healing? How is this involved? Because it's connected. Because if the mind is not giving the okay, the body can't do it. Yeah?
It goes back to that coherence. You take the mind on a journey through visualization. And then when you give those instructions to the body through the mind, the body doesn't recognize the difference between what is real and not real. That's why, in a way, I can explain how we can heal something from the past, because that's another question people ask. How can you work with something from the past? Because we'll go to the root cause of the bad. So the root cause of something that you're dealing with now might, for example, stem from your childhood. So if it's stemming from your childhood, how can you go back to when you were 7 years of age and work with something now at 70-something years of age? I mean, it almost seems impossible, but it's not impossible. There are possibilities there to access the memory, even if it's just through feeling, you know, and imagining what was that like when that particular thing happened, and you visualize it a different way. Mm. And as you're visualizing it a different way, the cells in the body are shifting and changing with that new visualization that you've created for the body. And so then it starts to expand rather than contract in the fear of whatever it was, you know, that is holding you back in the first
place. Just when we believe or think in the idea of chronological time, okay, then we can't maybe understand the past. But it actually, if you go more into quantum physics and everything, there is not really the past. And we know today that this time, space thing is just an illusion. It's just not the main thing. So, and I know and understand that you go there to the point where it started to change, to shift the frequency. But isn't it really going backwards? Because the frequency is there at the moment. It's in the present. Not only just when I think in quantum physics, do we have past, do we have future? Everything is in the now or parallel. But it's also the frequency we change in the present. We just go with mind to the idea of going in the past. And I had a friend who is better with computers, and he says, if I want to change, the computer has a virus, it doesn't matter when the virus was put in, but I need to go there where the virus is, and then I can change it. So somehow, it doesn't really matter when it happened, but you need to go now. Mix and jump. You need to now do this.
This is what we do with the body.
Yeah.
It's exactly what we do with the body, because the body's like a computer.
Yeah.
We use an access acupuncture points on the body. They're not the traditional acupuncture points. Dr. Jeff Levine, the founder and developer of Life Alignment, created these points, which aren't always specifically where the organ or the gland is, but we have a specific way of accessing those points. And that's why we work with body charts, so that we can access exactly where these body points are, because that is allowing us to work with the body's communication system between all of these points, which, again, if we're stressed, the energy flow of the body has to go somewhere. But if there is, we all hold stress in a different part of our body. So for me, for example, when I get very stressed, I automatically get tummy problems. That happens with a lot of people, where you get tummy problems. And I can be very prone to getting sore throats when I'm stressed. So those are my kind of warning signs. Hey, what's going on here? What's wrong? What do I need to do now to work with this? A lot of us don't think of the body as giving us a warning sign that something's wrong. People learn to live with pain all the time, and they don't ask their bodies, what is this pain coming from? What's the root cause of this pain? And I'm able to feel energy on someone. So when I'm physically with them, I'm going to, you know, sometimes put your arm around someone to pose for a photograph, for example, and I'll go like this, and I'll go and put my arm on their shoulder, and I'll say, oh, what's wrong? Yeah, you've got a lot of stress in your shoulders. There's a lot of pain there. And they'll say, no. I said, yes, there is. And I go, I tweak their shoulders, and then they go, oh, that's pretty painful. So there's an example of someone who's lived with pain all their life. And there are a lot of people that have lived with pain for years, and they don't take responsibility for dealing with it unless they just drug themselves up. And then the whatever suppressing the pain isn't getting to the root cause of the problem. So we're trying to educate people to take responsibility for their wonderful body and what it is their body's trying to tell them, their body's speaking to them. What is your body trying to tell you? Can I tell you a quick story as an example?
Yes, please. Yeah. Oh, Jasper, before you start with the story, just let's make a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, and now the story.
Awesome. Okay. So when I first started this energy healing, my husband said to me, like, you know, what are you doing now? I mean, you've been a hairdresser for 30 years, and here you come in with this funny little thing that you're swinging, this pendulum that you're swinging. Like, what? How does it work? I said, I don't really know how it works, but it works.
Yeah.
So he said, well, you better learn. So he came from a scientific background, and he said, you know, if you're going to do something like this, you've got to know and explain how these things work. So I said, yeah, well, one day I will. It's all very new now. I really don't understand how it works. So I was so enthusiastic when I first learned, because I could hear and see, you know, through attending the courses and everything, people being worked on and the transformation that took place in front of my eyes, like scar tissue flattening out, going back to the trauma, revisualizing the trauma a different way, and in front of my eyes, seeing keloid scars disappear.
Yeah.
It's got to see and it's believing. You can talk about energy work, but you've got to experience it in order to understand it. It's not just about talking about it. But when you see these things happening, it just is mind-blowing. It really is. So I was so incredibly excited when I first learned. I thought, I have to go and speak to doctors. Really, doctors have to know about this.
Yeah. So
at the time, living somewhere where it's a little bit backward in as far as it's a small old town, and the doctors have been there for years, and they are in offices, a lot of them with the sign of the cross behind them, very religious community and what have you. And I went there full of enthusiasm, and I said, well, I'm doing this new thing. I want you to know all about it, and da-da-da-da-da. And I couldn't really explain myself because I was screaming. I didn't know. I was just full of enthusiasm. But there was something in me that knew that doctors needed to know about this. And it was just my enthusiasm that just made me have the gumption somehow to go and call on them, because I can't call it anything else except, I don't know. It almost like felt pretty weird that I did it. But anyway, I had a vision, because you asked me about a vision. I'm not a visionary, but I was a visionary, because I had this tension of these doctors needing to know. And just through pure luck, I suppose, and intention, when I was in Mauritius, I had a workshop I was teaching, and I had two medical doctors on my workshop. So there is an idea that came through enthusiasm, emotion, mm-hmm. and it puts it in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that? Like,
yeah.
It was working. It didn't, but it grew into that intention. Yes. It grew into.
Yeah.
And these doctors were just bowled over by the body points that came up, like pineal gland would come up, and then all the parts of the endocrine system would come up, which was part of that whole system. And it's like, wow, the endocrine system and all of these separate points are coming up. This is quite amazing. Like they said, it's really amazing. And they were doing it all with their pendula and muscle testing, which is physiology. So we teach that as well. And one day we were talking about pain. So I did a balance on one of these medical doctors. And the reason why he came to do my workshop was because I said, come and have a session with me. Let me show you what I can do. otherwise, rattle off. I can't explain it. So, well, by then I could explain it, but he needed to experience it.
Yes.
So I said to him, okay, what do you want to work on? And he gave me some ideas of what he wanted to work on, but that didn't come up in the first balance. Something else came up that was more pressing for him. And he never gave me any of his medical history. I knew he was a medical doctor and that he had studied acupuncture as Chinese medicine, because he was a little bit disgruntled with the medical profession, and he was integrating this as well. So what came up was something from 5 years ago. And I said, okay, what happened 5 years ago? And I gave him some words, and a story turned out to be connected with his daughter, who was not pleasing daddy because she had fallen in love with somebody who was outside the faith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you any information because, you know, mm-hmm. it's personal. But the funny thing was, in that moment, he noticed and recognized that this problem had been going on 5 years, which is exactly the same time as his knee pain had been there.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't. With the nothing he had tried from his acupuncture or from his medical knowledge could sort out his knee pain. But after doing that one balance, it was just one balance, he went home and he had to bend down to pick something up. And it's the first time in 5 years he could bend down and pick something up without any pain in his knee. So it was from that session that he then decided to come on my workshop, because of that amazing shift in his body through releasing an emotion that was tied up with his daughter. The relationship with his daughter improved. Everything came right with just that one session. So miracles can happen in a session. So, yeah, so that was a really fine example of how we can have physical pain, but it's linked to something emotional, and it doesn't matter what you try and do to sort it out.
Yeah.
If you don't work with on the root causes.
Yeah. I really can understand and agree, because I myself problems like this, when I get, everybody has it, and we hope more and more people understand it, and not waiting for pain. It's just also how can I bring everything on a higher quality level? So there is always something what we can also do better. And I want to come back to the question with the belief, just to make it sure and clear for me and for the listener. If it's your example with the child and not singing, or here, other, in the end, we always training people to say, you need to change your belief. They change words and everything, but it might not help because they're not changing really the frequency. And if you go now to a situation or a frequency or a figure out this daughter topic, it's not so much about the wording about the problem, because he would never have said it. He had it not really conscious there. So it's just a stuck energy block or whatever I call it. So somehow the advice is, don't focus on beliefs. Just go directly to the right frequency. Is this right?
Not really. Because, you know, the beliefs are sort of really need to be brought from the subconscious to the conscious mind. So he was not on a conscious level aware of his problem being related to the knee. It needed that session to for his body, so to speak, his energy field, the information I was getting from his energy field to direct him to that particular story. And it was then, I didn't even know he had knee pain, because he never divulged to me he had knee pain. It was only when he made the connection between the body and the mind and how it was connected that he realized, wow, is it really possible, Christine, he asked me, that my knee pain could go because of that session and working with that. So again, it is, I don't know what his beliefs were around his daughter, but he was very strict in his religious belief. And his daughter had to marry someone of the same faith. And for him, that was devastating. Yeah. But whatever his beliefs were about that, he will know. It's personal. Everyone, what their beliefs are and what beliefs we choose to take on, but we can choose to change a belief.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
A choice that we make.
Just struggling with this, what is the chicken and what is the egg, or is this a topic? Because with these, we call it family constellation from Hellinger, putting people in a situation they don't know what someone is putting them there and arranging them. And then the people feel something. They just go in the field. They don't know. They have not even own experience. Like you could have whatever he out there. And then there are massages. Sometimes people say you get a massage and suddenly they feel something, because the memory comes out of the cell of this.
Exactly. So it's pretty the memory.
Yeah. So
that's exactly it.
And that's why I'm just struggling. Can it be the memory first before we go there? Or do we need to somehow go there because of the frequency, not really understanding it from the wording, what it is all about, just going there, and then it comes up, and then we can translate it.
So healing isn't just done from a mental construct at all. And, you know, the things can shift and change at that cellular level without the mind being involved at all. We know that our cells and the memory of our cells can live outside this physical body. We know that from transplants, people who've had, organ transplants, and they wake up having food cravings they never had before, or memories that they didn't have before, because at a cellular level, that is coming from the donor's organ. Cellular, it is the cellular memory that is holding the code, so to speak, you know?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, that gave me just more, because I come also from the idea you need to do the right belief.
Yes.
Then becomes law of attraction. You just need to change your belief system, make affirmations and everything, just with the wording. And I came to the conclusion, no, no. And then said it's 100% mindset. Then people said, no, it's 95%. Or maybe it's a 75% mindset. Nobody
thought.
Yes. And nobody really talked about the self set. So I'm thinking so much more about it's your self set, right? Even if I combine it with the car and the driver. The driver need to be totally different. No? We talk also human being and not human thinking, believing. And so it gives me more confidence, really look in the cellular level. Like you also said, with the stress, people adjusted to the stress and get an identity. That's who I am. I am the person with, like they also say, I have this pain or I am in pain or whatever. And not really separating themselves from the body there. Yeah, very, very important. Because I guess also, if we go to the immortal work, with the
water. Oh, yeah, my favorite.
You put the water on a written word. So a lot of people said, the water can read. I'm skeptical that it knows all the languages on planet.
Vibration. The vibration of the written word. It's all vibration. It's the intention behind the word.
Yes.
And so it's not that it's reading it like we read letters.
Exactly, yeah.
Letters together to make a word.
Yeah.
It's the vibrational energy, which is why, for example, when I'm connecting to my client's handwriting, it's the vibrational energy of that I'm connecting to. And water carries memory. So our bodies are mostly water. What is it? 70% water until we get older and we lose some of that. But you know, it is. And so our thoughts and our feelings are sending messages to our cells in our body through the blood. Through the entire body. It's we're sending messages with our thoughts and everything. So yeah, so I love the fact that you brought up emotive, because we have, at the end of the day, we just want to bring people back to love. If we think about our emotions stemming from love or fear, we're only either in either of those two states. So how do we bring ourselves back into that? And then, of course, there's the collective consciousness, which impacts us as well as just our own personal thoughts and feelings. The collective consciousness of the country that you're living in, the global collective consciousness. Sometimes it's weird for people because you're picking up words and feelings and emotions that actually might not be directly theirs, but indirectly it's impacting them from their environment. So we're also not separate from our environment. It's you know, it all comes together. And that's why it's wonderful when you just start working with yourself. You're not just helping yourself, but you're helping many, many other people as well, because it's that vibrational level that ripples out to thousands, thousands and thousands more people. Yeah. And it just starts with you, just one person working on themselves. And it has a huge impact. We think, oh, just one little person, I can't make a difference. But of course you make a difference. And the reason why I was so interested in personal development from my early 30s was that I found myself internalizing a lot of hurt and pain, and I didn't know how to express myself that hurt and pain. I didn't know how to communicate it effectively, and so because I was internalizing. Fortunately, I always had good health problems. One time I didn't. I had the first, I don't know if it was first stages of the cells misaligning, which would have been precancerous. And that was like a big wake-up call for me. My God, what do I have to do now? What is my body trying to tell me? And this was way before I got into energy healing, a long time before. But I kind of had this knowing without knowing that something has made this happen, because I've always been help. What is it that I have to wake up to change in my life that I'm too scared to change? And when I asked myself the right question, I got the answer and I knew what I had to do and I did it.
Great.
And the answer came to me at a time where it brought tears to my eyes, because a realization like that is just such a huge realization. And I think this is what's motivated me to keep growing and learning, and through that wanting to help others to grow and learn as well, because you just lighten your load so much more when you take responsibility for the changes that are needing to happen. And that's like preventative medicine. Why wait for curative? We got the wrong idea as far as medicine is concerned, as my that we must get sick. Mm-hmm. You want to wake up to the messages of your body.
Yes.
And it's much cheaper at the end of the day than going to the doctors.
The problem
being off work.
Well, the problem is that some people have just the idea of this business model and not flexible enough to change a business model. But before, we don't want to let's make a short break and then we continue with the right questions.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Christine, the right question, citizen, the important topic, and then I want to give you one recess. Because before you ask the questions, isn't there the moment where you need to have simply, let's call it, awareness? Really be aware and not looking only on the outside, oh, my body is reacting like this. Just being aware of it and acknowledging it, then my simple belief is now at the moment, it can check up with you. We are living on, like you said, the body has not so many possibilities. The cells have not so many possibilities. I simply say they can open up or get tight. That is just on the duality level what we do. So if we would really more be aware, am I opening up or I'm closing? And the more I'm closing, I get more tensions. I should be careful. What is now, and then come with the right question that we want to have it different. Yeah. And not the question, because the quality of the question also is then the quality of the solution. Where is the right pill for that? How can I get the pain away? Oh, I don't need to be aware of it.
Psychedelics?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, when the people now get the kind of message, or are they avoiding the message? And that is the interesting thing, as you said, also with the doctor example. And I, as a consultant, always said, oh, the client says what he wants, but he doesn't know what he needs. So we easily ask a question, like a pill or whatever on the surface, but we need to be aware first of something else and solve why I'm going to the pill. So always going to the cause problem of where's the wrong frequency. Do I get it right? Is it so with the wording that you can say, yeah, or what's maybe better to say?
I'm not really sure.
Because I'm always struggled in my life, because I'm an intellectual, if the cursive profile, rationalist and everything.
I got it.
People say you need to focus on this.
I struggled
because I thought, I need to focus first on that. Yeah.
And yes.
So the more I now train myself to be aware what I'm doing trusting myself, my intuition, don't care what other people say. And then I come with the right questions.
Exactly. I don't know. I think the problem is today that it's the way we're schooled. It's the way we're brought up, we need to understand so many things. And with energy, we can't understand how everything works and we can't give any guarantees. And obviously in business, we want to know that if we're going to be investing money into something, we want to know exactly what are we going to be getting out. And when you're working with energy, you're working with potentials and possibilities. And it's so hard to tell a business person or someone with you know, certain way of thinking, you know, well, what am I going to actually get out of this? I say, well, I don't know. You got it almost. I don't know if you've ever made decisions in your life where you come from a gut feeling rather than, obviously, we have to, you know, when we're making big decisions in life, we have to think about it very carefully. But what blocks us is the fear. And that paralyzes us into action in something. And then the more we sit with it, the fear just builds up more and more and more. And we end up procrastinating and doing nothing because that's safer than doing something.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people struggle with that. And I was hairdressing for 30 years before I changed my career. Now, I had a successful business from the age of 21. And when I got married and had children, I worked from home. And I was the first person in South Africa to be a home industry. And the reps didn't want to call on me or anything like that. But anyway, you just imagine a career of 30 years that you will give up to do something completely weird and different that is not mainstream. Mm-hmm. It's not something that is pioneering stuff. 20 years ago was when I started, very much pioneering stuff. People thought I was cuckoo. My goodness, Christine, what's she doing now? She wants to make money, waving her hands over the book. Like, you know, it's like, I would look at that and I say, well, yeah, I know, I can get it. I can understand what you're thinking. But now I'm doing this, all this woohoo stuff, and it's like really freaky and really strange. But I did that change without blinking an eyelid because there was a knowing without knowing. Now, how do you explain that to anyone? How do you explain a knowing without knowing that that is your God-given path? You don't question it. It is something that is, you just know that's what I have to be doing.
That is what
I would say, that was finding my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I loved my hairdressing career. It was fun as a young person doing all sorts of stage shows and modeling. And it was great fun for a young person. But as I changed and I got more mature, there was something deeper I was looking for, but I didn't know what it was. I had no idea. And it's a course of events that takes you on a journey. Obviously, you don't just arrive at your destination. And I think it's a matter of having patience with wherever you are on your journey and knowing that and trusting that you're on a journey that's flowing to where you actually need to be. Does that answer your question?
Very interesting and just in giving a lot of confidence. Yes, it is. And there was once a guy who said, oh, we might be wrong that the earth is turning around the sun or whatever, or the sun around the earth or whatever. It was the right sun around the earth. And then says, no, we are turning around. It takes us now for thousands of years. Now we are still saying sunset and not we are turning away. So, we are very slow in learning.
And the beliefs, to change those beliefs.
Yes. And the connected feeling with this. And that is what Rupert Sheldrake with the morphogenetic field also is experiencing. Even the actual science is so limited, not going in the field and energy stuff. And even everybody agrees when he made empiric proof that dogs could anticipate
when their owners coming home.
Or they're coming home. How is that possible? But we know it is possible, but modern science is not really investing money in this, like as you said, right? Because it doesn't fit in the picture. It's like everybody is in the medicine field, or most people blaming placebo instead of, hey, there is something what works, why should we blame it? And so I'm very grateful that you shared your insights, and I got some more, I would say, more confidence also in checking it out for this. And as we're coming now to the end of the interview, just share, I guess it's okay if we put your website out here that people can contact you and that you can, that you're open to help more people, like you said, that we can raise the level to the level of love.
Consciousness.
Consciousness, yes.
Wonderful. Thank you. That was fun, a fun chat. And I hope
thank you.
Helps.
Thank you very much, Christine, for the time and the openness, the honesty, how you share everything or with personal stories. Where everybody feels that you know what you're doing there and that you can help a lot. And I can only suggest, if you have the idea, yeah, it might be a problem, contact Christine. If you don't see a problem, then for sure contact her, because there's so much more to...
Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful time.
Thank you.
This was another episode of Winspiration, Wisdom and Information to support you getting out of illusions, false identifications, limiting beliefs. We all have the power and potential to be more, do more, have more, give more. Reality is what is possible in the universe, and the best is yet to come. If you want to dive deeper into possibilities of creating the extraordinary future, go to winspiration.global or to wolfgangsonnenburg.com. More information and some free downloads like the email program Dream Goals Reality or a copy of the book The Best Is Yet To Come can be found on the UK Health Radio website under the Listen on Demand and Presenters section. Join us again next week on the Winspiration Show for more wisdom and information to create your extraordinary future.